All right, Bill Barty, we're back on the Carolina Outdoors, and many times we've talked about the greenways around the Carolinas, the Thread Trail, all those kinds of things, but now a wee bit of controversy.
Wow, some drama earlier this week, Don. A $77 million shortfall on one of Charlotte's signature projects.
Wait a minute, you're telling me a government project is over budget? It's not coming in as planned?
Exactly.
Huh.
There's not surprise in that, but it seems like in the article I read, there was some surprise in the room when it was broken down for us, and we're going to find out about that. I guess, to your point, government shortfalls aren't that big of a surprise. That doesn't surprise anyone, but when the news is delivered and how it's handled, especially when it's one of Charlotte's signature projects, boy, it creates a little bit of drama. And the article that I was reading about was in the Charlotte Observer, and it was written by Eli Portillo. And that's our next guest to get the lowdown on the Cross Charlotte Trail and the government shortfall that goes part with it. He's going to join us right now to give us the lowdown. Eli, welcome to the Carolina Outdoors.
Thanks for having me.
Well, first off, tell us about the Cross Charlotte Trail. I'm not even familiar with that.
So the Cross Charlotte Trail has been in the works for about 6 years. It is a greenway system that's designed to both link some of the existing greenway systems like Little Sugar Creek, Toby Creek, Mallard Creek Greenway, and it's designed to link all of those and build a dozen or so miles of new greenways. And the idea is that when it's done, Charlotte will have one continuous greenway separate from traffic, all off-street, running from Pineville past University City. This would also have connectors that would tie into Carolina Thread Trail and some of those other regional projects. So it's really a signature project for the city that they've been promoting for a long time to really match the Beltline in Atlanta, Raleigh's trail system, you know, the Highline in New York, Minneapolis trail system, all these sort of marquee urban greenways. This was going to be Charlotte's version of that.
Well, and it's been in the works for 6 years. It had a $1.2 million master plan that set a completion target of 2021. It did all of the things that you mentioned. And just for our listeners, part of the plan was to keep walkers and bicyclists separate from motorists. So this is all human-powered, a pathway, the Cross Charlotte Trail. Well, Eli, what happened this week that kind of shook the rafters, so to speak, in the government center uptown?
Well, there was an update Monday for City Council about the Cross Charlotte Trail and the status of it. And there have been some indications and rumblings for a little while that more money was going to be required for it. There's $38 million worth of bond money that's already available to be spent. And council members had been told, you know, kind of verbally that, hey, we're probably going to need some more to finish this. What was surprising and really the way some council members put it, stunning on Monday, was it turns out the shortfall, the gap needed to finish the Cross Charlotte Trail isn't, you know, a few million dollars or $10 million even, which might have been, okay, kind of expected. It's $77 million. So the city has $38 million available right now, and they need $77 million more to finish the Cross Charlotte Trail as it's currently envisioned. So that was really kind of a bombshell, that the earlier cost estimates and the bond money that voters approved for this, it really is only a down payment on this project.
So
it's nowhere close.
So it's coming in at three times the original price.
Well, it's a little tricky that way because it looks like the original price estimates maybe weren't ever totally complete. I went back this week and looked at some of the original planning documents, and they do have references there that, you know, more money will probably be required down the line, or, you know, more money will eventually be required possibly in future bonds. So it looks like until fairly recently, nobody sat down and figured out, you know, all 26 miles, what's the total that we need to get. It's just been done kind of piecemeal, and the bond money that's approved council members and members of the public thought that that would cover most of the project, but it looks like when planners sat down and really did the math on the whole project, it's nowhere near enough.
We've got Eli Portillo from the Charlotte Observer joining the outdoor guys from Jesse Brown's here on the Carolina Outdoors. He's giving us the breakdown on a Charlotte signature project that's in trouble due to shortfall.
Eli, what's with the projected cost and all, what's the final cost per mile on this thing?
Well, the final cost per mile for the remaining segments is about $7.5 million, which is pretty expensive. So what council was told is an option. City staff said they can just take the existing streets and find a route on that to connect the part of the trail that would run from Uptown Charlotte to University City and just put out signs and wayfinding help and basically designate an interim quote-unquote Cross Charlotte Trail that is really just existing streets and sidewalks.
Is there any information on why it would cost so much? I mean, I understand like two-lane highways cost like $5 million a mile.
Yeah, it's a pretty pretty shocking sticker shock number. Some portions of it are pretty expensive because the city needs to build new bridges and they need to build retaining walls. There's a lot of stuff with the sites involved in terms of working with topography and the streams that it's supposed to run along. And a lot of the land that it's running through, you know, this is Charlotte. It's already developed. This isn't a trail being built on a greenfield site. So there's right-of-way acquisitions. There's all kinds of permitting that you run into, stormwater runoff, et cetera, in the city that you don't run into, you know, just building out in an undeveloped area. So their explanation that they've given is originally when they started looking at this, they were looking at the county's costs to build a trail, to build trails in greenfield sites. And it obviously turns out to be much more expensive when you start talking about developing through an urban area where there's a lot of stuff already built.
Well, here on the Carolina Outdoors, we kind of angle toward recreation, of course, bicycling, walking, maybe going for a jog. As a signature project for Charlotte, is the Cross Charlotte Trail not just a recreational component? Does it have, transportation meaning for those who are maybe using it to get to work, not just exercise and for fun, but for legitimate human-powered transportation to wherever they need to go, whether it be the grocery store, work, or otherwise?
Yes, I think that's a big part of this, being an urban trail. You know, the recreational aspect is obviously probably a primary use for it. You know, if you've ridden a bike on Little Sugar Creek Greenway, you know, you bike for a few miles and it peters out. When the Cross Charlotte Trail was complete, it's supposed to be 26 miles uninterrupted riding or running or hiking, which is obviously a big improvement. But since it would also connect areas, you know, north of Uptown Charlotte to the Center Business District, it would connect to the university area. The idea was people who are maybe hesitant to bike to work because, you know, there's not bike lanes, there's not any ability to do so outside of traffic. The idea is that if you gave people a really nice, wide, separate greenway where they could ride their bikes to work downtown or to school at the University City, that they might want to do that as well. So recreation is probably the primary aspect, but transportation and encouraging that is a close second with this project.
Boy, Eli, this was your sweet spot. As you cover development, as you cover commerce, as you cover transportation and development, all of this is wrapped up in one. But not only was the bombshell, I guess, fitting for council and for our representatives and that sort of thing, it seems like it was a surprise for everyone. The advocacy groups that were there, Greenways for Mecklenburg, I think it was a surprise for several of them as well. Was it a surprise to you as you're covering this to have that number come out to be such a huge shortfall?
Yeah, I think, you know, just the fact that it's 70% short of the total money they say they need is pretty eye-opening. That is, you know, that's a lot different than if they came out and said, listen, we have $38 million available, but construction costs have gone up, land costs have gone up. Look around, we're in this building boom. You can see it's much more expensive than it was in 2012 when we started this. You know, when this project was first discussed, it was in the shadow of the recession. So land prices, construction costs, all that were much lower. So if they'd come out and said, listen, we have 38, we need 50 million, it's gone up a bunch, I think everyone would have kind of rolled their eyes and said, well, okay, that makes sense. But to come out and say, we have 38 million and we actually need 77 million more, that's just such a big gap that's really, I think the size and scale of that really caught everyone off guard.
Well, we're talking to Eli Portillo here with the Outdoor Guys. Don Yeager over there, Bill Barty right here. One of Charlotte's signature projects is in trouble. Eli, in your article, it was reported on, the idea was floated that developers could maybe help make up the shortfall. I'm sure they're really excited about that. Did you talk or have you spoken to any developers since that idea was floated during the meeting? And what do you think maybe their reaction would be?
You know, I'm actually talking to some later today, but it's not unprecedented in Charlotte for developers to pitch in with this. We've seen it in South End with the rail trail. A lot of times as developers are building, you know, new buildings, redeveloping sites, if it's a missing gap in the rail trail or some project like that, the city will come to them and say, listen, you know, to approve this, we need to improve this infrastructure, and we need you to share the cost on that. So it's not unprecedented, and I think developers, you know, they've kind of gotten used to that if they're building in an area where the city has a project like that. But I think it's probably unlikely that, you know, 10 miles of the Cross Charlotte Trail can be completed by going to developers every time they redevelop something along the route and doing it piecemeal. That, you know, best case scenario could take years or decades. And, I think it's unlikely that would really, you know, close this entire gap.
Well, we're going to repost your article. It's a great coverage of it. Eli Portillo of the Charlotte Observer, we look forward to continuing to follow your stories so we can stay updated on that. Special thanks for sharing your time with the Outdoor Guys here on WBT.
Thank you. Thanks for